This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I wanted to play. I want to play. I want to be on the field. You know, I tried to do as much as I could to make that possible and create a situation where we were both comfortable. But, you know, I think, you know, most of those discussions went on, you know, with my agent and with Joe. And, yeah, you know, I want to play. I want to be on the field. But it's an unfortunate business side of the game.
Daniel Jones. Dimes. Nichols. Joe is Joe Shane, GM of the Giants, formerly in the Bills front office. Looks like one of these where they're just going to keep him over there. There's a $10 million, I think, injury, maybe more?
I think it's more, it's closer to 20, I think. Yeah, 23, 27.
Okay, 23
it's,
might
it's big,
sound right.
It's big, yeah. So, yeah, like we've seen this become, Russell Wilson went through this, Derek Carr went through this. Forgive me, I don't have every one of these committed to memory, but those are two that I know stand out that definitely went through this. Where like, you know, and even in Denver's case, like their year was going better than this Giants year is going. I mean, they weren't really, nobody took them seriously as a playoff team, but they were, I don't know, hovering around 500, I feel like, when Denver did this with Wilson last year. Teams just don't want to be on the hook for that. I mean, they're done with him and that's it. And it's become the way that goes now. So, yeah, he was acting, Jones was today in practice, I read, as a scout team safety.
Oh, a page from the Deshaun Watson book.
Right, during the suspension / hold-in or whatever that was. I don't even remember which of those that was with him before. It got so ugly there in Houston. But
the year he was there before he was officially suspended.
Yeah, right. I even feel like having Jones do that is like step wrong. I mean, guys tear their knees in practice. It happens.
Yeah, is scout team safety the unofficial safest position in football?
Here's the least you could possibly be asked to do in one of these walkthroughs or whatever it is they're doing.
Why even do that? Is there some obligation the team has that the guy, if he's not injured?
Exactly. That's why I bring it up. Like, I'd be worried about something happening there. Like, if the reason you're not playing him is to avoid injury, and he's fourth on the depth chart now, you signed Tim Boyle, whatever you're doing here, and starting Tommy DeVito. I mean, holy cow, Tankathon 2024 here going out with the Giants. Why even have him do that?
Like, maybe they have to have him do something.
Maybe.
Here's Rick with us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for listening and calling.
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. I usually don't call in because you guys kind of explain it away, and I'm really in agreement quite a bit, so no need to call in and say I agree. But, Mike, you asked what's your ideal bye week, and mine, I'm amused by it at least. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the show The League, but it's about fantasy football, basically, and my wife's family, they're not originally from America, so they're not really into American football. They would, you know, my wife told me when they were growing up, they would take a Super Bowl Sunday, and that's when they would go to a restaurant that would be normally really busy. So with her and with that show, there's an episode where they go over, and the one gentleman, he would, on a bye week, he would take his wife out to do whatever, to enjoy herself, to go shop, whatever she'd want to do. So I do the same thing now with my wife because she can't understand my obsession with football. She doesn't get it, so I take the Bills bye week, which is this week, and we have a Sunday afternoon plan to do all the things she wants to and loves to do, and it works real good for us. But thanks, guys.
It's yeah, sure. Well, enjoy that.
Thank you.
And good on you for doing that. I've done plenty of that on bye weeks or other Sundays where we have off. My wife gets it. Like, we celebrate the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but like, I feel I owe it to her. There's so much, you know, garbage that I take in that she couldn't care less about. So I think it's a nice thing to be able to do that during a football season.
I'm told we will be editing that phone call out of the on-demand portion of our show so that not every man obsessed with this sport listening won't feel terrible.
Doesn't feel pressured into
yes.
going for a hike on Sunday.
I mean, Rick is like so right here, and I've just got my head in my hands sitting, listening like, oh no, I should totally do that.
Right.
I'm big enough to have volunteered for one of the kids' sports. One's got practice, one's got a game in the middle of the afternoon. And you know what, Mike? They're not playing. You're not working.
Right.
Don't pretend that you're working or that they're playing.
No, I have to watch this because I'll need to talk about it all on Monday.
And
there's no way I can find out what happened unless I see it with my own eyes, live.
I'll have to settle for watching all of the 1 o'clock games and the night game. Right. And tonight and Monday. I'll have to settle for that.
Right.
I'll have to skip the 3-4 o'clock games or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'll have to get along without San Francisco Green Bay. How will I do it?
Yeah.
I've told you this, I think. Adam Krautwurst, you're a big fan. So he and I are in all this high stakes fantasy football, and like, this is a huge week because in a lot of those, it's a 12-week season. Then you have a 2-week league playoff. And the final 3 weeks of the fantasy season are when, like, all the qualifiers compete for the big money. So the season's over if we don't win. We have two, actually, where it could go really close either way this week. I don't know what he's doing Sunday. Actually, he did tell me, we did talk for a minute about getting together, which I think I'm not going to be able to do now with this other thing, this family thing. But
so cumbersome.
He has told me that he doesn't look at scores, which is not the same as not watching games. I know he's busy with his kids doing coaching sports and other things too. It's not the same as not watching games, but I just have no interest in that. I mean, just, I think if I had to do it, I would do it, of course, but I strongly dislike the thought
of not paying attention to what's going on and all the other
all my stats. And I am so that way that I will have a game on, typical situation, I'll have the red zone or I'll have a game on in my home, and I will have my phone out, which will have the ESPN fantasy app with, you know, each game, where's the ball, yard line, down and distance, time left, so that'll six or so games fit on one phone screen, and, you know, if you see, like, touchdown, I'll click on it. And I want to know what the touchdown is before. I'm about to see it in like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait the 10 seconds.
Wow.
Then on my computer, I'll have like all the different fantasy sites with like, you know, one or two of my biggest games. And also Yahoo, because on Yahoo, it's much like the ESPN thing where you see like each game where the ball is on the field, down in distance. They might even be synchronized, the ESPN one and the Yahoo one, the way that works. And same thing. Like, I will just be manically, I mean, just if that's a word, clicking on game to game. I'm my own red zone, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've told you, I don't really like red zone because I think I'm better at it.
I just can't. That sounds so stressful to me.
I know.
Yeah. You're saying, it's just so stressful to me. Like, I just, you know what? If I weren't doing what I'm doing this weekend, Sunday, you know, get up, make a big, you know, like, breakfast / brunch for everybody, you know, and 1 o'clock games start, and I'm probably asleep by 2:15. nap, I'll get up and make the meal, and then, all right, 4 o'clock games, I'm good to go, I'm ready to go. As it turns out, I mean, I'm not taking my wife to do something. Well, I am taking her and my family to do something we all love to do. So it's not like I'm sacrificing. You know, this tour for Sturgill Simpson was announced months and months and months ago. And I had to decide. He was playing in Toronto last night and tonight. And quite a few years ago, I just decided, like, weeknight concerts in Toronto, like, you know, sure, it's a day off. But it's just not, it's not something I want to do. Yeah, it's just getting there, getting back, whatever. So realized it was the Bills bye weekend. He's playing in Boston, last show of the tour. See if we can get tickets. And I were lucky enough to get them, so we're going to go do that. So we got a nice family weekend together, which we have not had in a long, long time. So I'm looking forward to that.
We'll take a break, come back. Chris Trapasso will join us at 5, so still about 20 minutes away, reflecting on this year's draft and also a look ahead to next year's. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.